In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
Ready to
spin 103.8. Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
I'm back again. I would like to apologize because I keep coming and then I'm going.
I wish you just took the 2 days off in a row as opposed to taking Tuesday off, coming back on Wednesday, then taking Thursday off.
Yeah, it looked very bad. I'd say you were listening to this thinking, is it the same illness? Is it a different illness?
Well, you're back now. But the problem is, I feel like we can be honest on the podcast because people who physically go out, type in Fully Charged Daily, like it's a lot harder to get this podcast than it is to actually turn on a radio and turn us on. We can be honest. Because Nathan was off for so long this week, we repeat a segment. We repeat when me and you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But it is one of my favourite segments from the year. So, yes, I am a little bit disappointed in ourselves that we're a bit lazy. I feel like we couldn't do anything about it. And I'm very happy with that sketch.
We're lazy and it's fair to say we're angry. I was very angry in this morning's show. It's about the GDPR. I absolutely hate it. I don't support
it. You won't be hating it if your bank details...
I don't support it.
Stolen.
I will never support it and I won't do that exam and work.
And also we pit the last two Dublin areas against each other to get in Dublin the Musical too. It's all to come on the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'm anticipating a fun show today. A lot of laughs, a lot of fun in the studio this morning. My name is Graham O'Toole, this is Nathan O'Reilly.
Oh, it's good to be back. I'll tell you one thing, the last few days it's been rough for me. The awkward moment when your girlfriend starts screaming in the middle of the night because she thinks you've urinated beside her.
Oh.
And I hadn't this time. It was the sweat from my fever. It was very awkward. I had to sleep on top of a towel like a wet dog.
Welcome back to Nathan. You've been on and off this week.
It's been weird. I think it's in my contract now that I just present the show on Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Happy days. Tuesday, Thursday's off. That's a good deal you got there.
Well, I rushed myself. I probably shouldn't have come in on Wednesday because after the show, when I went home, I nearly fainted on the Lewis. That's not because of the smell. I just wasn't feeling great. And I was in bed at around 7:30. Okay? I was trying to fight off this fever. Felt awful. My skin was grey. I was sweating on my brow. You've been to my apartment block.
Very fancy.
On the ground floor, and you know that in my back garden, there's a courtyard.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids, they enjoy playing hide and seek. Tip the can. You know, sometimes I play with them. But I was in bed anyway, and it was 7:45. They're making a lot of noise outside.
7:45 in the morning or the evening?
In the evening.
Okay.
Now, normally, I would let them to it. I'd let them play, but...
You're so good.
I don't know what happened, but I got up, I opened my window, and I said, could you please keep it down? Could you please keep it down? I'm trying to sleep right now. I didn't want to be this crazy old man. And the kids seemed afraid because I was wearing a tiny tank top. My gut was sticking out. Oh. As I said, the skin was grey. I was sweating. My beard was a little bit crusty. But I felt, in my defence, they were very loud.
You are officially an old man now. I'm so disappointed in you because would you like someone to do that when you were younger?
Probably not. The worst thing was the window.
The worst thing is 7:45.
The window wouldn't fully open. It's one of those windows where it only opens a small bit. So I had to kind of bend my head down and that even made the gut look bigger.
That doesn't make any sense because those windows would stop people jumping out the windows. But you're on the bottom floor.
So I can't get out.
There is a design flaw in the gated community.
That's a real problem, isn't it?
We have found
help.
A design flaw. Yeah, that's dangerous as well in case there's a fire.
My gut is just the only one that's out of the window. Yeah, it was very awkward. So I don't know now if the kids have reported me. I don't know if I'm going to have to be evicted from the apartment block. It's very awkward. I haven't seen them since.
It would be a crying shame if you got evicted from the gated community.
It felt absolutely terrific at the time. I would recommend just shouting at kids right. to keep it down, because I know it's very stereotypical, but when you're actually in the moment, it's terrific.
Do you
Please,
think?
I recommend you listening right now. Over the weekend, just do it to a group of kids. It feels great.
Thank you so much for the advice.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Tomorrow is... Wrong microphone.
Yeah, you turned down our mics there.
So tomorrow is a night, the Champions League final. Liverpool versus Real Madrid in Kiev. And Dua Lipa will be performing at the Champions League opening ceremony. Now, something I noticed on her Instagram, she's been promoting on her Instagram. There she is wearing
a dress. Is she going to be wearing that dress?
Well, we find out now. So this is the thing I've noticed. The pre-press UEFA Champions League opening ceremony is brought to you by Pepsi. So sponsored with Pepsi.
Interesting.
However, Dua Lipa is wearing a red and black dress, which is, of course, the colours of...
Coke.
Coca-Cola. It is a marketing disaster.
What are the colours for Pepsi? Blue and red.
Blue, white and red. Kind of like the French colours. And then she goes and wears the Coca-Cola colours.
I don't know if she'll be allowed to wear that dress. She looks great, though.
But this morning, I got up. I was all excited. I put up an Instagram last night. Two more sleeps to the Champions League final, as I am a big Liverpool fan. Now it's one more sleep to the Champions League final. Got my old Liverpool jersey, 2005.
It's a real vintage.
2005, the last time we won the Champions League. Put up a little Instagram story saying, ready for work at 5:41.
Do you have anyone on the back? Is it Cinema Pongol?
No one on the back, unfortunately. Put up an Instagram story saying, ready for work with my Champions League jersey on. And what does Nathan Riley do? He checks my Instagram story and he ruins my day. My day where I can be a big Liverpool fan and walk around with pride and he wears his Real Madrid jersey into work.
I'm a big Real Madrid fan.
You're not.
Vamos! Vamos!
It's an absolute disgrace. You couldn't just let me have my moment. You couldn't just say, Graham's having his moment now. I'm not going to be a dirty Man United fan and try and ruin it like I tried to ruin everything for Liverpool.
Look, I'm making the most of my moment. My boys, Real Madrid. I've always supported them when I was a kid. And I've gone the extra mile. I actually have a name on the back of my jersey. Mr. Gareth Bale, who probably won't even play tomorrow.
It's funny you say that, Nathan. You're wearing your Real Madrid jersey and everything. However, last night in a WhatsApp group that I am with, you in with all your friends and all your Man United fans, you actually said, I hope Liverpool win.
That's a lie. You've no proof.
I've got proof.
Just don't post that message up online.
It's in the WhatsApp.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
People often ask Nathan and I, you know, because where did you meet? And earlier on in the week, you know, we met on the set of the Titanic.
Yeah, people are always thinking, oh, it must have been college. You must have met in college. Wrong. No, false.
We met on the set of the Titanic, and since then we became great friends, and I even needed your help when I ended up on The Millionaire.
You said I've been very lucky. You have not been very lucky. You've been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
You're guaranteed £32,000. You can walk away now with £500,000.
Do not want it.
If you give me a wrong answer, you still get £32,000. You lose £468,000.
That is a lot of money.
But it's worth £1 million.
Chris, let's see the question.
In which country was the tennis player Martina Navratilova born? Switzerland. Czechoslovakia. Hungary. Belgium.
Okay, Chris, be honest with you, know nothing about tennis. But the thing is, I do know someone who knows everything about tennis. So, Chris, can I use my last lifeline? Can I phone a friend?
You can phone a friend. Who can phone?
Nathan.
Who's he?
He's an Aegis, that's what he is.
Oh, he'll know then.
Hello?
Hiya, it's Chris Tarrant here on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Good evening. It's quite exciting here at the moment. We've got Graham here. You know Graham, is your mate?
Who?
Graham. Yeah, I can tell you one of his mates, Graham. Your time starts now.
Nathan, what's up?
Hey, man. Nothing but just playing tennis on the lawn.
Right, Nathan, for €1 million, this is the question I have.
Yeah, go on.
In which country was tennis player Martina Navratilova born? A, Switzerland. B, Czechoslovakia. C, Hungary. Or D, Belgium?
I know this one. Switzerland.
You're 100% certain. A, Switzerland.
Graham. I'm a tennis player. Sure, I'm on the court right now playing tennis. A, Switzerland. My friend, you're going to be winning the €1 million.
Chris, A, Switzerland.
Final answer.
Yeah, my final answer.
It's the wrong answer.
What? Oh, my God.
Hey, just checking, that was Roger Federer you were asking me about, yeah?
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it
wrong. It is always a lot of fun to play this game on a Friday because you can come on and just grab the 100 quid.
Let's go to the phone lines and see who's getting questions wrong this morning. Hello, Eric.
Hi, lads. How's things?
Hello, Eric. Good to be back. So I hear you are the boyfriend of...
Julia.
And Julia was on yesterday and she got 17.
I know. It's going to be hard.
She told us yesterday that... Well, she was off work yesterday. We woke her up when she was in bed. But
yes.
She says that you play it every morning on the way to work.
Yes, and unfortunately she's always winning, so...
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Look, I don't want to be a nosy Nigel. How did you guys meet?
We met through a friend.
Lovely.
Yeah.
How long have you been going out for?
It's about 2 years at the moment.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Right. 17 is your score to beat. You get more than 17, you beat your girlfriend, and you win the 100 euro. Eric, what we're going to do is we're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. 100%. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. It's the battle of the sexes, the battle of Eric versus Julia. Are you ready to go? Here we go.
What TV show is Phil Mitchell in?
ABC.
What TV show is Big Mo in?
The Late Show.
What TV show was Little Mo in? Your best Dirty Den impression. Sing me a Justin Bieber song.
La la la.
176 minus 8?
23.
13 plus 19 is 23. True or false?
True.
Who are Real Madrid playing against tomorrow night?
Barcelona.
Who are Liverpool playing against tomorrow night?
Bohemian.
Name a Lindsay Lohan film. Name a Ryan Gosling film.
Scary Movie.
What nationality is Ryan Gosling?
Polish.
What noise does a cuckoo make?
What
noise does the dodo make? Who is the French president?
Me.
Speech. This is fast and furious. Tough one this morning. Can you please do me the honor and do your Dirty Den impression one more time?
Which one was that now?
It was a squeal.
Squeal like a dog.
You do that so well.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Is Julia in the background?
She is indeed. She was driving the car today.
That's how you got her. That's what won it for you. You did the squeal and Julia enjoyed it. Okay. You had to beat your girlfriend, Julia, who got 17. I can tell you, you came on this morning and you got 13.
Oh, no! You got destroyed, son! Oh my God!
Hey!
Julia!
No!
You are this week's winner. You win the 100 euros!
Yes, Julia! You did it for all the ladies!
Julia, how does it feel?
Oh, brilliant.
Does it make you want to break up with Eric?
Ah, that's lovely to see.
And can I just, Graham, your nose, it has been flaring up throughout the game.
Not yet. Again, the 2 years, you're just a little bit too...
Are you smelling a breakup?
I'm not. I'm smelling a happy relationship right now and to many more years in the future.
Lovely.
Julia, Eric, thank you very much for playing this week. And Julia, congratulations. You are a winner of a great day and a great weekend. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I've been talking to your answer phone and
Banks and Ranks with answer phone. It is 8:08 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Bright warm start of the day. 15 degrees currently, highs of 18. We will be getting some...
Producer Callum did the biggest yawn I've ever seen in my life.
Do you know what he said? Do you know what he said before the show started?
How dare you?
He goes, I'm not in the mood for work today. What do you do?
On a Friday.
What do you do? You sit there on your laptop looking up stag do's. You do absolutely nothing. And you're there yawning. I go, can you get me a Champions League bed, please? And you go, all right. I'll put it on a button for you.
Why are you yawning? Were you up late last night?
What were you doing last night?
I'm very tired, and I had a very cold shower this morning because the hot water wasn't
clear. What did you say? What's your quote this morning? A cold shower.
A cold shower ruins the perfect start.
Oh, get away.
Shut you belong in a cage. Oh, right. Where were we?
Dublin the Musical 2 is going to be released early next week. I can't give you a date because it keeps on changing. Because Nathan keeps getting sick.
Yeah, I probably won't be in next week, let's be honest. I have the immune system of a blue bottle fly.
We did Dublin the Musical back in September. It's where we sang about areas in Dublin to a medley of pop songs. But we're back with a sequel because there are so many more areas in Dublin that we want to sing about. We've restricted ourselves to 12. We pitted Clondalkin against Walkinstown. We pitted ourselves against each other, Pitbull or Harry Styles.
I was very happy.
Singing about Grafton Street.
You went with Harry Styles, sign of the times. We will be singing that song on Grafton Street, but we have 11 places that are confirmed. We will definitely be using these places.
95% of the song is done, but we need your help to help us pick the last area and what song we're singing it. Nathan, will we go through the 11 places we'll definitely be singing about in Dublin Music?
I'm very happy with them. Let's begin. Donnybrook.
Phoenix Park.
Rathmines Ranelagh.
A controversial one, Jobstown. What will we be singing about there?
Grafton Street.
Fox Rock.
Clondalkin.
Dundrum.
Darndale.
Drumcondra.
And of course, Ongar.
Of course, Ongar.
Of course.
It was always going to be Ongar.
We love Ongar.
That is 11 out of 12 done. However, our final one, we are pitching local rivalries in the northwest of Dublin. We are doing Blanchardstown versus Castleknock. I am back in Blanchardstown. Nathan wants Castleknock in there, but only you can decide. We've done a very rough edit of what each of our songs would sound like about the area.
We should say it's very rough, very little effects.
Would you like to go first?
Yeah, let me go first.
Okay, what song are you choosing for Castleknock?
I'm choosing Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, an absolute classic.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Driving through Phoenix Park. Look, there's a deer. I can't wait to go to Castleknock.
Lovely key change there.
It's not bad.
I really gave it passion.
It isn't bad at all. That was Castleknock. But you went for a very current song, Ed Sheeran, one of the most popular artists in the world. I'm going for one of the most popular bands in the world from the 80s.
Look, I really think we have a problem with this song. We're not choosing current songs.
Well, look, I'm choosing the 1980 classic, Flash by Queen, to sing about Blanche. Get ready.
God.
Wow.
What are the lyrics of that song?
Blanche, aha, it has a leisureplex. Blanche, aha, kids in Nike Air Max. I'm not telling any lies. That is a classic song, and that's why you should be voting for Blanche. So what do you want in as the final location in Dublin the Musical 2, which will be released early next week sometime? Blanche or Castleknock? Stephanie, let's go to the phone lines. Blanche or Castleknock?
Has to be Blanche. That's such a good song.
It is a good song. And what about the singing? Give me a bit of credit here, Stephanie. The singing was pretty good as well.
I feel like you could make the X Factor. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Stephanie, I'm worried with Dublin the Musical 2 that we are not choosing current songs.
No. Wait, what are the rules? Are they in the rules?
No, the rules. Rules are there to be broken. No. That's what I say. Even though there's no rules, I'm going to break them anyway.
Official
rule
book.
I'm going to rip up that rule book.
We don't have a rule
book. I'm going to make a book. I'm going to print it out of the printer. I'm going to rip it up. I'm going to put Queen Flash in there. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks,
definitely.
Stephanie. Bye.
See you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Aaron, Blanche or Castleknock? Who are you choosing?
Blanche all the way.
Why?
Yes.
Why are you cheering? I'm Blanche.
Oh, wait. I got confused. Oh, no. I'm Castleknock. Why are you choosing Blanche, Aaron?
Blanche. Yeah, Blanche, all the way, all the way.
Why?
That was the best thing I've ever heard in my life. It genuinely sounded like he got an uppercut in the downstairs part.
I have to do that to myself to get those high notes. You know yourself, Aaron.
I've gone for it before myself and it worked.
Well, look, that's two votes for a Blanche. They're rolling in. Sorry, Nathan.
I'm very confused.
Cheers, Aaron. I am winning the vote now, but I can't believe someone actually decided to vote for Castle Knock.
Yeah, we're getting a few messages in. Sinead says, Castle Knock for sure, because I live there. Then Sean says, Castle Knock, I live near there. So no one is really commenting on my singing or my song choice. Just if they live there, they want to hear it. Oh, the drone is out. You know things are getting very interesting.
Dublin the Musical 2 is on its way.
It's on its way. We don't have an exact date yet.
Nathan keeps getting sick and taking days off.
Why do I keep getting sick? Do I have scurvy? Does it come from my forefathers? We're weak men that went on boats. Exploring different islands. Parrot on my shoulder.
You done?
One eye.
Okay, no, it's not.
One eye behind a patch.
Okay, 11 out of the 12 areas in Dublin the Musical 2 is already confirmed. We'll be releasing it early next week, but the last spot will go to either Blanchardstown or Castle Knock. Now, we have pitted different areas against each other and different songs against each other during the week, and this has been the closest one yet.
I've been backing Castle Knock. I want to use the song Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. I was very happy with how I was hitting the high notes.
And I wanted to back Blanchardstown with Queen. When they go flush, I wanted to go Blanche. The results are in. It's 55-45.
Oh no, come on, it has to be me. Come on.
We're going to get Ryan, who sent a WhatsApp voice recording in, to reveal who is the winner. Is it going to be Castle Knock or Blanche? Ryan?
Blanchardstown!
Yeah! Oh! Oh! Blanchardstown fills the final spot in Dublin the Musical 2. That means it is Donnybrook, Phoenix Park, Rathmines, Jobstown, Grafton Street, Fox Rock, Clondalkin, Dundrum, Darndale, Drumcondra,
Ongar!
And Blanchardstown is
what
coming
your year
way.
Was that Queen song in again?
1980.
Yep, I'm very concerned.
The classics, Top of the Pops.
I have my worries.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You know, yesterday when I was feeling sick and I was feeling sorry for myself, I watched the video of John Travolta dancing
to 50 Cent
to 50 Cent candy
oh
shop.
Oh my god,
I felt so much better.
I put that up on my Instagram and I honestly think whenever you are feeling sad, you go and watch that video. 50 Cent dancing on stage to, I mean, John Travolta dancing on stage to 50 Cent is a candy shop.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Let's go to the phone lines to try and give away €1,000 in birthday bingo. Katie, you're on. Hello.
Alright,
KG, do you have that Friday feeling?
It is wonderful. The sun is shining.
Katie, let me ask you a quick question. A couple of minutes ago, we pitted Blanche against Castle Knock, Queen against Ed Sheeran. Who got your vote?
You know it's going to be Blanche.
Oh,
of course. Those high notes.
Of course. Well, thank you very much.
He has to keep punching himself to reach those high notes.
Katie, you are on to play birthday bingo. The month is December. What date in December is your birthday?
Number 23.
Oh, that's a great date.
It is, sometimes.
Christmas Eve is your birthday, and if it comes out of the drum, you will be winning €1,000.
Katie, it's a lot of money. Talk to me. What will we spend it on?
Well, me and I think 6 or 7 of the girls are going to go to Vegas in August for our 30th. Oh. So it'll be on with them.
Very nice.
The girlos, yeah. Have they ever gone to the city that never sleeps before?
I don't think so, because I probably wouldn't have come back, to be honest.
It's a very good place. Nathan went. It wasn't for Nathan.
I went with my brother. Slept very well.
More of a me place than a Nathan place.
Graham, what is your quote about Vegas? What happens in Vegas?
I don't think that's my quote.
No, you came up with it.
No, it's someone else's quote. And no. Then it's what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, that was your quote.
But it's a general quote.
No, you said that when you returned. I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me, Katie. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
We're going to have to go with Jackie Cooney.
We're going to have to. It's a Friday, Jackie. For goodness sake. Here we go. Best of luck. 23rd. Oh, I'm feeling like a spring chicken this morning.
Oh, it's very quick.
I'm back. I'm Lazarus, baby. Okay, 23. Feeling confident?
I'd like to, yeah.
This is very interesting.
Whoa.
Are you sitting down right now?
I am.
Are you there with anyone else?
I'm not. I'm on the way to work.
What? So you couldn't celebrate with anyone else, could you?
All you need is yourself.
This morning's date, all you do is need is yourself. This morning's date is the 7th.
Oh, Nathan!
What? I'm sorry!
That is my favourite number.
Well, oh, I knew it's your favourite. Celebrate!
It doesn't win you the 1,000 euro, but what it does win you,
woohoo!
Your favourite number wins you a pair of tickets to go to see Codaline at Malahide Castle on the 8th of June.
Yeehaw!
Awesome!
So those tickets are yours. Enjoy the gig, enjoy your day, and have a great time in Vegas.
Thanks a million.
Bye, Katie.
Katie, bye.
Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
Graham O'Toole, I ask you the question, could a new search finally reveal the truth about the Loch Ness Monster? Now, I know we've been using the X-Files music quite a lot recently. Yeah. I do not want to be repetitive on the show. So please, there's another bed I want. Very sexy creature in Scotland. I've always been attracted to it, if I'm honest.
Attracted to its mystery?
Charm? Yeah, mystery. A mysterious creature is very sexy. It's what I look for. Experts are planning to take samples from the waters of the Scottish lake so they can carry out DNA tests to find out what species live in there. This is magnificent news. So a professor called Neil Gemmell, he is from New Zealand, he is one of the scientists working on this experiment. He said his team is going to take 300 samples of water from different points around the lake and at different depths, hoping to identify the tiny fragments of DNA from skin, feathers, scales, and urine.
Wow.
Is it safe to say that good old Nessie would do a big old turd?
Oh, God.
What does Nessie eat?
Okay, so
what would Loch Ness Monster eat?
First of all, I got a few questions.
Yeah.
A few kind of things. There's no other Loch Ness Monster. There's only one of them. So if they get samples, how will they know what they're sampling if they've never had it before? There's one question. Secondly,
that's clever.
Second, the Loch Ness Monster is a tourist attraction.
I'd say
even though
the urine's green.
You could be. The Loch Ness Monster is a tourist attraction. So I know it is. The Loch Ness Monster in itself is a conspiracy theory. I have a conspiracy theory within the conspiracy theory where that the locals actually know that there's no Loch Ness Monster there at all. They're just feeding this conspiracy theory to get more tourist activity so it benefits the businesses in the local area.
What are they feeding the Loch Ness Monster?
There is no Loch Ness Monster.
What is the diet of the Loch Ness Monster?
There is no Loch Ness Monster.
How has it lived for 66 million years? How can something live in just the water? What is in that lake? What's in that lake?
I don't know. Nothing.
Fishes? You think little fishy wishies?
I'd say there's fish in the lake, and I'd say there's birds that
plants,
come down.
Seaweed.
There probably is, yeah.
Professor Gemmell, he doesn't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, well, really?
He doesn't believe in it, but he says this experiment is going to prove once for and all,
once and for all.
And for all, if it exists.
It doesn't exist.
Well, we're going to find out after this experiment, and I'm going to tell you that in many, many years.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I was listening to the show yesterday, Graham. You were speaking to producer Callum about the GDPR.
My favourite subject.
Don't really know what it is, if I'm being completely honest, but we have to do an exam. In the building.
It's
an hour-long exam. It's garbage. And I haven't done it yet. And I was listening and you said you weren't going to do it as well. And I
would you like to hear
it? Yeah, go for it.
Do I have to do it, though?
Everybody has to do it. You've got until tomorrow.
Nathan hasn't done it.
Well, Nathan, I'm going to email it to him.
If the both of us don't do it, then I think we're okay. But if I do it, then I'm a rat. And Nathan's not doing it. So we're in it together.
Well, Nathan's not here anyway now.
I'm not
so
doing it. I don't have to worry about it.
Then I check your Instagram, and you did it yesterday afternoon. What are you doing?
And he scored 95%.
Why did you do that?
Because I felt pressured to do it.
What the hell is the exam? Why?
Everyone is being bombarded with emails from companies right now.
It's annoying me so much.
Do you want to unsubscribe? It's protecting people's data, and it is very important. It's important by the EU. Now, yesterday, I felt like you did. I felt like I don't want to do this.
I'm not doing it.
Producer Callum has did it for us. We don't have to touch it. But then, if producer Callum goes on holidays, one of us has to have the exam done. So I felt backed into a corner yesterday, and I ended up doing it.
Well, that's good of you, because I'm not doing it.
He was walking around the office, all big and strong, said, yeah, I've not done the training, I've not done the training. And then he got downstairs and was like, yeah, I need to do it.
What is it? What are the questions? I don't want to do an hour exam. How can I prepare for this stupid exam?
It's not stupid, it's the law. Yes.
What is it? And why are we doing this? And why do I keep getting emails from companies?
So the emails are finished now. Today is the day that
I got around 12 yesterday.
Today is the day that GDPR is enforced.
I got one from Apache Pizza. And I was thinking, what is going on? It said, did I want to unsubscribe? I didn't even know I was subscribed. What is going on?
What happened this morning with my taxi? Stop. Yeah, my taxi.
My taxi didn't work. It cleared all my details. I had to go to an ATM and get cash out. So the GDPR has costed me 20 quid and I have to do an exam. Just what does it mean?
I don't know.
No, please. Stop. Let's not go to a song yet. What does it mean?
It's protecting people's data.
What is in the exam? What are the questions?
I don't know.
Well, you did it yesterday. Why did you... I don't want to hear a song. Why did you do it?
It's just...
I don't want to... I got
this
feeling.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Leanne says on Twitter, Nathan's reaction to GDPR... is everyone in Ireland right now.
I think I need to apologise.
Don't.
Well, I was calling it garbage.
It was it was so pure. And if you want to hear a madman who is just over a fever rant about GDPR and getting screwed for 20 quid this morning, check out the Fully Charged Daily Podcast. It was absolutely fantastic. Also, we got tickets to give away to Forbidden Fruit weekend passes. It has happened on the June Bank Holiday weekend at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham. We got the likes of Justice, Richie Houghton, Bonobo, Idris Elba. Keep on forgetting Idris Elba's name. And shout out to Hilary Green in City West, who has already tried to predict what fruit Nathan was going to put in his mouth.
What did she say?
Apple. Now, we had apple on Monday.
We already had apple.
Good guess, though. I like your entrepreneurship.
There's only so many fruits on the tree. I'm going to put a fruit in my mouth right now. Producer Callum, did you wash this?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready for it?
Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know whether to turn down your microphone. It's very disturbing.
Okay. SpongeBob SquarePants, listen to this.
Listens to it?
No, listen to this.
Listens to this?
Lives. I'm saying lifts.
Lifts?
No, it doesn't lift. He lives. He's alive. He lives in this place. Not in the place, it's a fruit.
Is that it?
It rhymes with.
No more.
Sinapple. It's not an apple. No, it rhymes with tine. Apple's in it. No, it's an apple, but it's in the word.
What fruit is Nathan eating?
I think I've confused you. It's not apple, but apple is in it.
Sophie, what's the plan for the day? Where's Sophie gone? Oh, you're on this side. Sophie, what's the plan for the day?
My plan today, I'm in work all day today. I'm currently going running to the tax office by working in Volkswagen.
You're running to the tax office?
I am,
Did
yeah.
Did you forget to pay your taxes?
Yeah, I need to tax some vehicles for work.
Oh, you need to tax the vehicles.
I'm outside now waiting to go in.
Okay.
Don't say my name in that building. If you know what I mean.
Sophie, what fruit was Nathan eating? SpongeBob lives here and it rhymes with sinapple.
Pineapple.
Yes,
you're
it
damn
is.
Right. It's not a pepper or a pear.
Someone did say pear this morning. Sophie, who are you going to bring to Forbidden Fruit?
I'll bring my boyfriend. It's his birthday next weekend.
Graham?
Yeah.
Those nostrils. I'm not even looking at you, but I know they're moving.
Sophie.
Yes.
I smell what a man. Yeah! I have a feeling this is the catalyst to your engagement next weekend. I can smell it.
I don't think so.
I think
how
so.
How long have you been going out with your boyfriend for?
Nearly 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Where did you meet?
In work.
Nice. In Volkswagen.
Yeah.
He's going to rock up in a lovely Volkswagen Passat CC. He's going to open the car and he's going to get down on one knee and he's going to say, please marry me.
Do you want a big wedding?
I haven't thought that far.
Lots of cake, lots of sprinklers.
Sophie, we'll let you go to the tax office. Thank you for taking our call and enjoy Forbidden Fruit. Bye-bye.
Perfect.
See you, Sophie. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We're coming to the end of the show, but that means it's time to choose the news.
It's my favourite part of the show. I don't have to really do anything but sit here and look pretty.
Three news headlines. I'm going to give them to you, Nathan. They're cryptic enough, but you only get to hear the story from one of them, and you get to choose.
I have the power. I can choose whatever I want.
Headline number one, pizza heart palpitations. Headline number two, Irish star dumps model. Or headline number three, promiscuous Brazilian.
Okay, well, let's go through a few of them. The first one, pizza heart palpitation. I'm thinking it's pretty straightforward, that story. Someone just ate a slice of pizza and probably thought they were having a stroke, so I don't really want to hear that. Second one, what is it again?
Irish star dumps model.
An Irish star. I'm curious as to who that is. I didn't know there was a couple like that happening at the moment. What's the third one? Promiscuous Brazilian. I feel that could be a bit too racy for the show. It is a breakfast show, so I'm going to go with number two.
Number two, Irish star dumps model. The Irish star in question is Irish footballer Shane Duffy, who plays Premier League football with Brighton and Hove Albion. He has dumped former glamour model Katie Price. I didn't even know they were going out with each other.
How long have they been dating for?
Not long. So it's only been a few months.
Good answer.
Only been a few weeks.
I don't know, but not long.
Shane Duffy, he's 26 years old. Katie Price, now 40. They've been dating for a while. We haven't got an exact length. But when it started to come out that they were dating, Shane Duffy didn't like the limelight, didn't like having his relationship in the press, and thus dumped former glamour model, formerly known as Jordan, Katie Price. Now, it got me thinking, why don't I have a look up of Katie Price's former boyfriends? Because she's had a few high-profile relationships. And Katie Price's ex-boyfriends are some of the people you would actually love to go and sit down and have a chat with. Listen to some of these.
Okay, just picture this. So, a party, there's snacks on the table, a few vanilla-scented candles. Here we go.
And the only people who are allowed there are Katie Price's ex-boyfriends, or husbands. Back in 1998... Dane Bowers.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
I'm not out of my mind. 2000 Champions League winner Teddy Sheringham.
Teddy, he seemed like a nice man.
Show favourite, former X Factor runner-up, Gareth Gates.
We love Gareth Gates. He was robbed.
Mysterious girl, and I'm a celebrity contestant. I don't know if you won. This is where he met Katie Price. Peter Andre, they were married for 5 years.
I'll never forget that series when they met in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. It was love at first look.
And then she moved on from I'm a Celeb to Big Brother. Do you remember Alex Reed, the cage fighter? He had a tough exterior, but then he actually was like a really soft and really nice man. So she has a really good track record of dating really nice guys.
They probably all would get on.
From what I'm guessing. And Shane Duffy seems like a top lad as well. 14 years her junior, he ended up dumping her.
So if I was going to throw a party like that with my exes?
We wouldn't need a big room. And we'd only need one glass.
It would be a hallway.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.